Thank you, Mr. Chair. We just wanted to weigh in with a couple of observations. I think our first more general observation is that this is a good example of why the CCW is such a good forum for these kinds of discussions. So what do we have? We have a forum in which we have governments, we have a forum in which we have civil society, and all of us are contributing to the work of the group. All of us have a role to play, and civil society in particular has an extremely important and valuable role to play in connection with our work. We also have rules, and especially in a discussion when we're trying to grapple with the rules that should apply in the context of lethal autonomous weapon systems, when we're trying to understand the contours of the current rules and whether new rules are needed. I think this forum is particularly focused on the importance of rules and the importance of understanding rules and the importance of applying rules correctly. So we're having a little bit of a micro drama that captures the bigger context in which we all work, but I think we should welcome it and welcome having an opportunity to discuss these issues because it gives us an opportunity to appreciate the important role that civil society plays and also to appreciate the need to ensure that we're working together to understand how our rules govern us. I will observe that I can't think of a case where we've had an intervention like this where we're getting into specific drafting suggestions made by an NGO, but at the same time, it seems very clear to me that throughout our work, including when we're considering documents like this, that we hear the full views of our NGO participants weighing in with observations concerning the report. Whether the point is made as a specific drafting suggestion or the point is made in a broader way about the importance of emphasizing certain issues that are within the competence of those organizations, I think it's important to welcome the input. So I do think it's important to give our civil society participant an opportunity to complete his intervention. I would note that we do seem to have a practice over time where the manner and the style of these interventions have followed a certain practice, and I think we should give an opportunity to the member of civil society to complete the intervention. Thank you.